This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India stands firmly and with full conviction with Israel in the fight against terrorism. In a first-ever address to Israeli Parliament, Knesset, by an Indian Prime Minister, Mr. Modi delivered a powerful message of solidarity with Israel, asserting that terrorism anywhere threatens peace everywhere. In his landmark speech, which received a huge applause by Israeli parliamentarians on a number of occasions, Mr. Modi showed India's strong resolve to combat terrorism with full force.
India stands with Israel firmly, with full conviction in this moment and beyond. No cause can justify the murder of civilians. Nothing can justify terrorism. India has also endured the pain of terrorism for a long time. We have consistent and uncompromising policy of zero tolerance for terrorism with no double standards.
The Prime Minister conferred with the Speaker of the Knesset Medal in recognition of his exceptional contribution to strengthening strategic relations between India and Israel. The Indian Prime Minister is the first leader to receive this medal, which is the highest honour of the Knesset, the Israeli Parliament. The award was conferred by Knesset Speaker Amir Ohana after Prime Minister Modi's address at the Israeli Parliament. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has stated that India has consistently underlined dialogue over confrontation, consensus over division and human-centric development over narrow interests. In his remarks at the high-level segment of the 61st session of the Human Rights Council, Dr. Jaishankar emphasized that India seeks to find and expand common ground in a world marred by conflict, polarization and uncertainty. He elaborated that India's vision is rooted in the understanding of the insecurity of any region or the marginalization of any group eventually undermines the rights and well-being of all.
We remain firm and uncompromising in our opposition to terrorism in all forms and manifestations as well. Terrorism is among the most egregious violations of human rights, and there can be no justification, especially when innocent lives are targeted. Confronting terrorism requires collective resolve, and we look at this council and to the United Nations at large to advocate zero tolerance for terrorist acts.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has crossed the historic milestone of 100 million followers on Instagram, becoming the first world leader and politician to achieve this feat on the platform. PM Modi joined Instagram in 2014. He has more than twice as many followers as US President Donald Trump on Instagram. The total count of followers of the next five major world leaders is lower than PM Modi's individual follower count. Home Minister Amit Shah paid tribute to the freedom fighter Veer Savarkar on his death anniversary today. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that Veer Savarkar was one of the heroes of the freedom movement who fought for independence from British rule and for cultural freedom simultaneously. The minister added that Mr. Savarkar has provided the ideological foundation for the freedom movement with his revolutionary ideas, as well as inspired the youth with his courageous campaigns from India to England. After the Supreme Court took strong note of references to corruption in the judiciary in a Class 8 social science textbook, NCERT, that is National Council of Educational Research and Training, said it has put the book's distribution on strict hold and apologized for what it termed an error of judgment. Diplomats from Iran and the United States are set to meet in Geneva today for the third round of nuclear negotiations, even as Washington imposes fresh sanctions on Tehran's oil trade and weapons networks. Iran's President Masoud Pezeshkian said he remains hopeful ahead of the talks, calling them a possible turning point in the long-running standoff between the two countries. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, New Zealand defeated Sri Lanka by 61 runs in their Group 2 Super 8 clash at R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo last night. With this win, New Zealand has moved one step closer to the semi-finals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.